Hey everybody, Ryan here, and today I'm very excited because we will be talking about the friend zone, how to avoid it and how to get out of it. And to help me, I have my good friend Mani from the Win Girls Method. Mani, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm glad that you reached out to me about this topic, because this is like one of the most pressing issues that I find men deal with every single day. So I love talking about it. And I myself have shoved many men into the friend zone over the years. So I am the insider who definitely knows how to avoid it and how to get yourself out of it.
Fantastic, fantastic. For me, the friend zone is a tragedy. Okay, it's a man's tragedy, because you are in a space that caused desperation, and I believe that there is no man on this planet who deserves that, who deserves to desperately wait for a woman to love him. That's why I wanted to do this product. I created this program, Friend Zone Break.
Oh, I completely agree with you, everything that you just said. My belief system actually is that the only person who puts you in the friend zone is you. It's not the woman who's actually putting you into the friend zone. She's allowing you to be there because she knows for sure that you want her and want to be with her. But because you're not asking to be in any other zone, you're not going to be placed in any other zone because you're not displaying masculine qualities that would elevate you out of the friend zone.
Yeah. Mani, just before we get deep into the topic, can you just tell us a little bit about you and how you did become a dating and relationship expert?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so my name is Marnie, and I own the Wing Girl Method. And if you go to my website, you will find tons of free information, all from a female point of view. Insider information on how to attract, approach, meet, date, have sex with, be in relationships with, keep everything with women, everything in terms of women. So what I do is I break down information for men on what women want and how to get what you want from women without being a huge douchebag, without manipulating or being dishonest or being hurtful. So overall, what I teach men is the information they need to know to understand the opposite sex.
Wow. So that's... Oh, so you were about to say something.
Oh, I was going to say, and so how I started, about almost a decade ago, I actually stumbled onto this, but I'd been doing this for years for my male friends. I'd been picking up women for them. I had been advising them on women. You know, I'll take one step back. Initially, I was hurting my male friends because I would tell them and give them advice like, oh, you're wonderful. Some woman's going to like you. She's rude. She's a horrible woman, because I cared about my male friends and I never wanted to hurt their feelings. And then one day I actually told them the truth and I gave them the real deal information about what was going on inside of a woman's head, like the things that most women are embarrassed to say out loud or sometimes don't even know that they're actually doing. And the one guy friend who I gave his advice to was like, oh my God, I've never heard that information before. Tell me more. And he started firing questions at me. And I realized that information was actually more helpful to my guy friends. So I started telling all of my guy friends the truth instead of the I want you to feel better information. And so I was their wing girl for a very long time. And when I moved to Los Angeles, I stumbled upon this accidentally. And since then, I have become the wing girl for men all over the world. I've worked with thousands of men internationally for almost a decade now. I'm currently the leading female voice in the pickup artist community, although I'm the furthest thing from a pickup artist. But yeah, you don't need to hear more about that. I want to get onto the friend zone, because people can find out more information by going to Wing Girl Method and hear my whole backstory.
Great, Mani. So let's get started by, what is your definition of the friend zone?
I say I'm not a religious person at all, but I know that a lot of people are. So I relate the friend zone to purgatory. Okay. Purgatory is a holding space. I think it's a miserable space because it is not definite. You don't know where you're going. You don't know what you're doing. You're always living in fear. You're watching what you say, watching what you do, because one small little thing that you do could put you into heaven or put you into hell. Okay. So it's like the horrible waiting space. Awful. It's boring and bland. Okay. So hell is rejection. Hell is not, you know, not getting the girl that you want, not being with the girl that you want, not having sex with the girl that you want, but it's definitive. You know exactly that you're not going, it's rejection. You know you're not getting that girl, which means that you can open up your eyes to a world of women. On the flip side, there's heaven, and you do get what you want. You get sex, you get a relationship, you get dating, whatever it is. Those are definitive places. So purgatory is what I relate the friend zone to, the awful holding space that nobody wants to be in.
I agree. And I would like to add that the friend zone, still your most precious resource, that is time.
Yes.
Because you keep waiting. You're in a space where nothing is really happening, okay?
Right.
And it's a tragedy. It's really a tragedy. And there is two aspects to it. On one side, you have to avoid getting into the friend zone in the first, or you can try to get out of the friend zone, and that's what we were talking during this interview.
Yeah.
So, Mani, how can a man not know if he is heading to the friend zone before it is too late?
That's actually a good question. The telltale sign that you're heading to the friend zone is when a girl is talking to you about an ex-boyfriend or a possible current boyfriend. She's calling you at 10 o'clock at night to possibly cry or to, you know, talk and not hang out. Another sign is you go over to her place and you cuddle for an evening. And you do that multiple times in a row. You basically become her girlfriend. You go shopping with her. She's very comfortable in her pajamas around you. She's comfortable like making a mess of herself around you. And ultimately what it is like that's great. If you want to be friends with a woman and she gets to be that way with you, that's absolutely wonderful. But the telltale sign is when you are in that position and you actually want to be making out with this girl, sleeping with her, dating her. When you're not getting what you want out of a situation, that is the number one sign to you that you are in the friend zone. So stop worrying about what she's doing. Be more concerned with what you're thinking, feeling, and doing.
Wow. So what can do someone when he first meet a woman to make sure that she doesn't label him as a friend or just to put him in a platonic relationship?
Yeah, I would say the best thing to do is, number one, not allow yourself to become a friend. And when you notice yourself doing friendly things, like she starts talking about her ex-boyfriend, for example, you can put a stop on it and you can say, we all have baggage. Absolutely. Let's talk about something more interesting. Tell me about your panties. Or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like pull it back and lead the conversation so that you're not always following her. You're not letting her take the lead. You're not letting her tell you who you are to her and what it is that you can do together. A lot of men that I work with, when they approach a woman, they fire questions at her. And when a woman asks questions back, they're so worried about stating their opinion on something because they feel like if they say the wrong thing, they could lose her forever, that they just become bland and boring and they never state their opinions and they do whatever this girl wants. And that ultimately winds them up in the friend zone because they wait for her lead. They wait till she reaches out. They wait till she initiates something. They wait till she invites them somewhere. They wait till she wants to do something. When in fact, what would get you out of the friend zone is doing the exact opposite by telling her what you want and acting accordingly, not by being an asshole and not listening and compromising, but by actually taking the lead and saying, you know what? I want to go to this place. That's great that you want to go there. Let's go there after. But I want to take you to this place and I want to show you why it's so great rather than sure, I'll do whatever you say.
Get it. So Mani, do you think that most women make a quick or a rapid decision about men and say, okay, that guy friend, that guy potential boyfriend, that guy potential lover, or it's more, it's something, okay. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I can tell you that it also changes over time, depending on the actions that the man takes. I'm going to tell you a story about this one woman that I know who is a penthouse pet, actually. So she's you know, a very beautiful woman. She's a model. She, you know, is a sex icon for millions of men around the world. So she's wanted, basically. And she met this one guy. She flew to LA. She met this one guy. She was there for a week and they just hit it off. They had the best time. She was totally into him, having so much fun, but he never made a move. He never initiated a kiss. He never led her in any way. And by the end of that week, she got frustrated because subconsciously what that woman is thinking is, I'm not attractive. He doesn't want me. Why won't he man up? I'm not going to approach him and make this happen. Even though I am who I am, I still want to be feminine. I don't want to lunge after some guy and chase after a guy. You know, all the things that men think as well. And so she got pissed off at him. She was very angered by him at the very end. And when women get angry, their tension comes out in kind of cruel ways because they don't want to give anything to that guy. They're just like so bitter and they can't say it out loud. Like, why won't you just kiss me? Because they don't want to be the aggressor and they don't want to be the man. So at the very end, she basically ended up treating him horribly because she was so angered by him. And then he would still reach out to her all the time in New York. And every time that she would get a text or an email, she would say, what do you want from me? Why are you reaching out to me if you're not going to take action and do something? So she flew back to New York and came back to Los Angeles a few months later. They were still in touch and she was so angered and actually felt bad about herself in the situation. And she had him pick her up from the airport and she, not that she took advantage of him, but that's the way that her discomfort and anger was shown, where she was like, I'm going to be around you and I'm going to kind of treat you horribly. It's not meant to be that way at all, but she's just so angered. And she said to me at the very end, she's like, yes, I've had all of this happen. I'm so frustrated and so turned off by him. But if we were driving back to the airport and he pulled the car over to the side of the road and said, listen, I don't want any of this bullshit anymore. I want you. I want to be with you, and kissed her. She's like, I would be with him in 2 seconds. She's like, all I want him to do is man up and be the man. I don't want to be the man in a situation. I don't, and I'm frustrated by the fact that he won't take action. I think that that story really shows how easy it is to get into the possible friend zone. And by taking action, you can get whatever you want. And either you take action and the woman says, yeah, not into it. And then you go away and move on to somebody else who is into it. Or you take action and you get what you want. But staying in this friend zone is just a safe space for both people. The woman gets a guy around her that she knows, like, loves her. And she gets wonderful admiration and attention. And the guy gets to think that one day we'll be together. That's a wonderful feeling. So it's a safe space for both people, but it actually ends up hurting both people in the long run.
So, Moni, what you're saying is a lot of men put themselves in the friend zone by not being aggressive enough.
Assertive enough. I don't like the word aggressive, but assertive. Yeah. So so there's one other story that I'm going to tell because I want to paint a picture first. And so hopefully people will get lessons out of these stories. So that's the way that I learn the best. Yeah. So there was this one client that I worked with. And this is like a common thing, right? So he was out and he met this girl at a bar and they're talking. And within the first 4 minutes, she mentioned, oh, my boyfriend. Okay. So when a woman says, I have a boyfriend in conversation, that to her is a silent contract. Okay. Saying to this man, I have a boyfriend. I'm letting you know that I'm taken. But if you continue talking to me, then you are signing this contract saying you're okay with being friends with me.
Wow. Okay?
So for a lot of guys on the flip side, they think, oh, she's saying she has a boyfriend, but she's trying to challenge me to see if I can push the boyfriend away. So I'm going to still pursue her. So do you see how they're both coming at this friendship, fake, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, this fake friendship from different angles. One is pursuing and getting frustrated if he's not getting what he wants. And the girl is pursuing a friendship with a guy who she thinks or believes understands that she's taken. So again, it's like a no-win situation, basically. This guy that I was working with was getting so frustrated because he would say he would reach out to her to go out and she would go out with him, like go out with a whole group of friends. And he didn't understand why she wouldn't want to date him. And so he kept pursuing her. He said something to her and she's like, no, I have a boyfriend. I'm really just interested in being friends with you. And he got so angered and so upset with her because he's like, oh, she's leading me on. She's being horrible. She's treating me badly. Even though she said in the very beginning, I'm taken. They signed that silent contract that they are going to be friends. Even if he's talking bad about her boyfriend, that things aren't working, it doesn't mean that you're ultimately going to be the one to be with her. It means that she is seeing you as a friend, and she's same way that we talk to our girlfriends. She's talking about the things that are bothering her, and you're her girlfriend to listen, not because she wants you to help her get out of her relationship.
Mm.
Okay? Yeah. So that's like a different situation of the friends, but it's commonly what I see as well with guys.
Okay, I get it. Do you think that women consciously or subconsciously enjoy the idea to have many male friends?
Absolutely. I loved it when I was younger. I loved having guys around me. First of all, I loved guys in general. They were so much easier to hang out with. It wasn't as much pressure. The reason I actually started my company, I think, was because back then I didn't understand how to connect with women. So, I learned how to, and then now I coach other men how to. You know, I'm married to a man, so I'm not pursuing them for sex or relationships, but it's still the same thing. It's connecting with women, attracting them overall for a long-term basis. And so, I loved hanging out with guys. I also loved being around guys that I knew kind of wanted me. You know, I loved that my friends, some of them at certain times, that I know that I could have had my choice if I wanted them. But the truth is that any of my guy friends, if they actually would have said something to me and they would have said, I want to be with you, and they rose up on the masculine scale, I would have been with one of them. But nobody ever said anything. So it was like a nice feeling to be around where, you know, I would go up to my friend's cottage and I loved his cottage. We had so much fun. We were great friends, but we would sleep in the same bed with each other up in the cottage. And it was fun and we would talk all night. And I loved it. I loved it. I loved that I had a fake boyfriend. And then I would go, you know, fool around with other jackasses or have sex with other jerky guys and hate me and be miserable. And those, and my guy friends would be upset too because they weren't with me, you know?
Wow.
And again, I'm going to repeat, if one of them has said to me and or taken action sexually, I would have done it because I loved each and every one of them. But they weren't displaying that masculinity that I wanted and needed by taking action.
Yeah. It's very ironic that the guy that you kind of like lost you because he doesn't make a move, and the guy who is a jerk actually got you because he's confident enough to go after what he wants.
Exactly. And then you get rid of them afterwards because
But
that's what attracts you. Actually, I have one girlfriend now who just started dating a guy, and she said that the first time that they hung out, he said something very attractive to her. He said, I'm going to be honest with you, because he's like in his mid-30s, so I'm going to be very honest with you. I don't play games. I'm done with all of that stuff. Like, I'm going to go after what I want. I don't know if I want you yet, but just to let you know, I'm not in this to mess around with your head or mine. And she really appreciated that. She's like, oh, that was super sexy that he said that comment. And then since then, for the past 2 months, he has been quite, you know, aggressive with her. But also not very aggressive by calling all the time and contacting and wanting to go on dates, but not very assertive masculine with her. He's acted quite feminine, and it's kind of turned her off a little bit, but she likes him. She's enjoying him. And so recently she said he did step it up, and he is being more assertive and respectful of himself, valuing himself more by taking the lead. And for a while she was questioning whether or not she could be with him, even though she really liked him. So sort of like the friend zone that I was talking about before, even though they were, you know, being intimate with each other, but she wasn't really enjoying it and she wasn't sure, but she liked him. She wanted to keep seeing him to see if there was something there. And now that he's being more assertive, she's totally into it. She really likes him. He's, you know, taking the lead. He's making decisions. He's planning things for them. And he's letting her know that he wants to ravage her. He wants to be sexual with her. he doesn't just want to hang out with her and take her to places. And she said that was really important to her. It's like a big flip in her attraction levels because it makes her want to continue seeing him. Because she was saying, she's a very assertive woman as well. You know, she's like, I'm quite assertive. And sometimes people do view me as being a little bit more masculine, even though she's like stunning and beautiful and the least masculine person ever. But she's like, I need somebody that is more masculine than me. I don't want to be with a girl. She's like, that's why I'm not a lesbian. So I want to be with a man, and a man is somebody who's masculine.
Do you think that there is a point of no return where if a man is not assertive enough and don't make a move, it's lost. It's going to be he's going to be put in the friend zone.
No, I don't believe that. Women aren't like men. Mm-hmm. So from my research and my information, like I know mm-hmm. that men make decisions based on experience, right? And I feel like mm-hmm. women do as well, but women, more importantly, make decisions based on emotions and feelings.
Yes.
So they can be quickly erased, right? And replaced with mm-hmm. new emotions and new feelings mm-hmm. and new memories. But they have to be consistent and congruent. Whatever direction okay. you choose to change with, it has to be consistent and congruent. So for mm-hmm. example, if you've been in the friend zone for 3 years, like for my guy friends, we were friends for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And if suddenly the guy, something switches in him and he says, okay, I'm done with the friend zone. I don't want to be friends with this girl anymore. I realize now I want to be with her and I have to say something. So if one of my guy friends, for example, would have said to me, you know what? I've realized recently I want to be with you. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be friends with you. And I won't allow myself to be friends with you. So if he said that to me and I said, well, I really see you as a friend, which is basically me saying, you know, great, you're making this statement, you're being masculine for this split second, but this is after 3 years of being in a situation, you know, not 2 weeks. So 3 years. So I would think like, okay, well, it doesn't really mean anything. You're not really stepping up and being that guy yet. So in order for that to be effective, so what I was saying before about consistent and congruent, that man actually has to step away and say and have the boundaries to say, I will not be your friend. So stepping away from the friendship and not giving me friendship. So he actually has to cut me off in a certain way or set the boundaries that if he's going to hang out with me, we're going out to date. I can't sit around in my pajamas with him, that we are going out at 8 o'clock. We're going for dinner and there's going to be making out at the end. Like it has to be pursuing me on a non-friendship level. And that's up to him. And if still I don't, you know, want to switch around, then he has to cut me off because it's not healthy for either of us. And ultimately you're not getting what you want. If you want something more from me and I only want a friendship, then that's a relationship that doesn't work. Hmm. Whether it's a friendship relationship or a relationship, we're both wanting separate things. Same thing in a marriage. You know, if you want different things and you can't compromise and work together, then you're not meant to be together. You have to separate and go find what you want. So again, everything can be switched around as long as the man is consistent and congruent with what he says. If he says he wants more than a friendship, he has to act that way. He can't fall back into the friendship again, thinking, oh, well, I said it once, so she knows what I want. It doesn't work that way.
I agree with you. And so it's very interesting because as we are talking, I realized that the man has a lot of responsibility in this friend zone thing.
Absolutely.
And it's not just, oh, that woman put me in the friend zone. He kind of put himself in the friend zone by not doing what he's supposed to do.
Absolutely. Nobody puts you anywhere. It's the same thing when people say things like, oh, they made me feel this way. Nobody made you feel that way. You made yourself feel that way. The action that they were doing made you feel that way. But you're responsible for your own feelings. Nobody else is responsible for your own feelings. If you keep returning, it's like an abused wife, you know? If you keep going back to the guy that's hitting you, yes, the guy is at fault for hitting, but you're responsible for taking yourself out of your home. And even though it's difficult and challenging, it's your responsibility to remove yourself from that situation, to do everything you can to not be in that situation. So if a woman says to you, no, I just want to be friends. I really like you that way. I don't want to ruin a friendship. You say, okay, I'm sorry, but I can't be friends with you. And you're going to have to respect me, but I'm going to need to take some space from you for a little bit. You know, I'll cut it down to maybe, you know, an hour a week of hanging out with you or whatever, whatever you feel comfortable with in the very beginning that still establishes yourself as a non-friend. But you can say during that hour, I'm going to be pursuing you. I'm pursuing you for a relationship, and I'm going to show you that we're meant to be with each other. Mm. But if you then go back into the same routine, like cuddling and sleeping over at her house and not doing anything, or, you know, being there to listen to her cry about her boyfriend, then you've just said something, but you're not really taking action and following up on your words. So it's kind of like a fake statement. This, a woman is not going to take the lead. She will never take the lead. Same thing when you approach a woman cold, she is not going to suddenly open up and try to make you comfortable in conversation. In the very beginning, if you've approached a woman, it is your job to tell her what you want, either, you know, subconsciously or not, non-verbally or verbally.
Wow. Totally agree with that. So, okay. So let's get to how to turn her into a girlfriend or lover. We've been talking already about it, but let's get more into that. So let's say someone is friend with a woman for a long time. Let's say like a year now.
Okay.
How can he change the perception that this woman has of him?
Exactly everything that I just said to you. It's like, to change the perception, you have to change the perception of yourself, right?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to see anything unless you show me it. So, you know, if you have changed your point of view in the fact that you want to have a relationship now, then I need you to show me that. I need you to step up and be that guy. I'm not a mind reader, so I'm not going to be able to subconsciously know what you're thinking and feeling. And vice versa, you know, I'm concerned with myself. I'm not really concerned with other people. I'm a caring person, and most women are as well. But more importantly, we're concerned about ourselves. Until, you know, we are in a relationship or a friendship or, you know, related to somebody where we do grow to really care about somebody, then you're concerned about other people as well. But yeah, if you need to express these changes, then you have to express the changes and then stick with what you've expressed.
So you're saying that the man should express verbally his intention, or can he just start to plant, or he just can with non-verbally plant the idea that he wants more than a friendship?
Well, I guess the thing is that I always say, if you want something, you got to ask for it. So, okay. Yes, you can sneakily plant the seed. I don't really know what that would even look like if you secretly planted the seed, like suddenly, like, what, grab her boob? I don't know what it's but like, little moves that you can make. But I would say, at some point, you know, when you're in a calm setting, probably not when you're out at a bar drunk and, like, fighting, you want to be in a calm space. Same thing when you're in a relationship. You don't want to bring things up when you're, you know, when other things are going on. So you say to the girl, you're like, listen, I want to talk to you about something. Okay. She says, okay. And then you say, here's what I'm thinking. This is what I've been thinking recently. I realize that we get along really well. I'm very attracted to you. And I don't want a friendship with you. I actually want to pursue you. I don't know if we're meant to be in a relationship with one another, but I want to date you. That's what I want. And then she can give her response, whatever it is. Like, yeah, they'll be like, me too. I really want to be with you. Mm-hmm. Or it'll be like, yeah, no, I don't want to ruin our friendship. And that's just sometimes fear. Or maybe she's not attracted to you at that point. Okay. So whatever it is that she says. So if she says, no, I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say to her, okay, that's okay. I do want that. So I'm going to have to take a step back because I have to reevaluate and think about what I want. But I can't stay in what we have right now. It's not healthy for me, and it's not healthy for you, and it's not really fair to either of us. So then you take a step back, or you say, if we are going to hang out, then I'm going to pursue you. And so then when you are pursuing her, then you do sexier things, more dating things. You don't go over to her house at 11 o'clock at night and sit in your pajamas and like fart in front of her. What you do is at 9 o'clock at night, you say, all right, we're going for a drink now. Put on a nice dress. We're going out. I'm taking you out. And when you're there, you touch her. You don't talk about any ex-boyfriends or about other things. You talk about more fun, light things. And you kiss her. You go in for the kiss at the end of the night. And if she doesn't want that and it feels uncomfortable after a couple of weeks, then you say, okay, you know, obviously this isn't something that you want. It's something I want. So we kind of have to break up for a bit.
Is it like pressing the reset button on the friendship, on the relationship?
Absolutely, because you're going in a new direction now, right? You can still have your friendship there. So you have that comfort level. But friendship is very different from a relationship. Like with my husband, I have a friendship with him, mm-hmm. but we're in a relationship, definitely. We're very comfortable with each other. You know, we share a bathroom. So there's non-sexy things that are involved in our relationship. Mm-hmm. But we are intimate with each other. We are sexual with each other and sexy around each other. And there are moments of friendship. But if I ever felt that we were in a straight friendship, that's not a relationship. That's a friendship. Mm-hmm. So you have to draw that line. And sometimes for people, they have to decide what the difference is for themselves, like what it looks like. If you need to make a list, jot down what a relationship means to you. So you can say dating means this. Dating means mm-hmm. you go out on dates. Dating means you make out at the end of a day. Dating means you sleep with somebody. So that you have those things in mind as to what dating is and a friendship is.
Wow. Okay. If a romantic relationship is not possible, do you think that the man should just cut off?
Absolutely. It doesn't mean you have to be a jerk. Because you mm-hmm. can say to a woman, like, this is what I have to do because this is what I want. So can you please respect me and give me some space? I can't give you the friendship that you want right now because I have to take care of myself. And most likely a woman's going to reach out to you and text you, most likely when she's drunk. And, you know, because it's addicting. You were in a relationship of some sorts. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. suddenly there's a void in her life. There's a void in your life too. So, mm-hmm. you know, just like in most relationships where you go back for like breakup sex, it's mm-hmm. going to be the same thing with that friendship. So she's still going to reach out to you because you're in her routine. But the thing is that if you make a decision, you have to be strong with your decision and you have to have those boundaries up, and you can't help comfort her while you're trying to get over the breakup as well. She has to go reach out to her other friends and fill that void on her own. It's not your responsibility to help her get through it.
It's very interesting because I think subconsciously a lot of men stay in the friend zone because they are afraid of what you just said, that if they don't want a relationship, they will have to cut off that woman from their life.
Yeah.
And I think it's very tough. It's not easy. What can you tell to the men who are listening or who are scared of losing that woman because they will have to take a decision?
Well, you've already lost her basically, and then you lose your manhood if you keep going back to her. That's all I have to tell them. That's like the main thing. It's like you can't say one thing and mm-hmm. then still do another. It's like mm-hmm. if you want somebody to believe you and take your word for things and trust what you say, then you can't say, okay, I can only be with you if we're in a relationship. And then you start hanging out as friends again. Mm-hmm. What does that show a woman? If you, on the flip side, think about if somebody were to do that to you. If someone says to you, I won't be able to be your gardener anymore, and then comes back every day and gardens for you. What does that mean? It means, okay, well, now you're going to be my gardener for free. Okay, fine. I'm going to take advantage of that. You're going to be my gardener. I'll ask you to do certain things. Mm-hmm. So the thing is that if you're not true to your word, then how can anybody else be?
Yeah, true. I agree with that. I really agree with that. Yeah. So let's say that let's go to the other side and a romantic relationship happen because she likes you and then everything is okay. So what can you tell, what kind of advice and tip can you give to make sure that the relationship works well in the future?
To make sure that the relationship works well in the future? Ooh.
Because they were friends, now they became girlfriend, boyfriend.
Yeah.
So it changed the dynamic of the relationship.
I really believe, I know everybody says communication is key, but it really is key. Communication and removing your ego from a relationship, you know, relationship will never succeed if you have your ego inside of the relationship. There's no room for four people in a relationship. So communication, like for me, before I got into a marriage and a relationship, I really thought communication was just talking to your partner, not like actually talking about things that are uncomfortable and awkward and shoving your ego aside. So I think that for anybody who's shifting, sorry, I'm changing my chair, so I might be making noises, shifting from a friendship to a relationship, I think there needs to be a discussion about expectations, again, and what it looks like, and like having check-ins every once in a while, and just say, you know, sit down with each other and just say like, okay, what is this new relationship for us look like? Like, what do you want out of a relationship? And then vice versa, what does the other person want? And then check in maybe a month later and say like, you know, how's everything going? You know, I'm really enjoying this relationship. I like where it's going. I would like to see more of X, Y, and Z.
Wow.
And then you talk about it in a very safe place. And if you already have that friendship and you know each other, it is easier to have those conversations. You know, that takes a while in the beginning of a relationship because most people are afraid to rock the boat by saying what their needs are, what they want. So it gets a little bit scary. But overall, you know, communication about what you want and need out of a relationship and then hearing the other person's point of view and coming to a compromise or understanding in general is the way that relationships succeed. You know, it's the same thing with friendships and the same thing in family, although, you know, family is a little bit different. But everything, working relationships, you constantly have to express what you're thinking and wanting. Because people are not mind readers, so they're not going to know to give you something if they don't know that you want it, or they may not even know to do it because they didn't grow up that way. So they don't know that those things are acceptable in your eyes unless you tell them. Yeah. So constant communication. Sorry, that was a long answer for a short question. But yeah.
Making sure that you both know your expectations.
Exactly.
Okay. Mani, I have one last question for you.
Okay.
Do you believe that men and women can be just friends?
Absolutely, if that's what both people want. I think that there's always that question because, you know, if it is a male-female dynamic, you're always thinking, is this person for me in that way? Should they be my boyfriend? Should they be my partner? I think that male friendships and male-female friendships, I think, can definitely exist. It just depends, like, what the other person wants. If both people are honestly and truly really satisfied and happy with the friendship, then absolutely. But if one person wants something more and isn't saying anything, that's not a real friendship. Like, I'm home for the holidays right now visiting my friends, and my friends are guys. You know, I went over to my friend Steve's the other day to his house. He bought a house that's like a block and a half away from my parents. So I went over to his house, you know, and there, you know, at a time I questioned, ooh, should I be with Steve? Should I not be with Steve? I did have that, obviously, but he's married now. I'm married now. And like, it was completely asexual when we were in there. And it was really nice. And like, I like that you can move past that phase and actually be friends. And I know that if I ever did need anything, he would be there. And he is my real friend. You know?
Wow.
And vice versa for him. So yes, I do believe that men and women can be friends as long as both sides are honest about what they want.
Wow. And I would like to add that it's always sane to have a female friend, just platonic female friend.
Oh, so yeah. That's the basis of my business. I am a female friend to guys. Absolutely. If you can have a female friendship that is a real friendship, oh my God, you have like magic at your fingertips. As long as you tell your girlfriends, and I say this to every guy, you can have a wing, because my company is the wing girl method. You can have your own wing girl at any point in time. If you tell your girlfriends, I want the truth from you, and I want you to give me real information, even if it hurts my feelings, and tell me everything that women want, do, say, don't want. You have to train your women to be honest with you and let them know. Same thing in a relationship. You have to let them know that you can handle what they're going to say, because women are going to tell you the truth if you're very clear on the fact that you want it.
So, guys, if you want Mani to be your very own wing girl method, make sure to visit her website, winggirlmethod.com. What can they expect? You already talked to that before, but just can you tell us what they can expect to find on your website?
Oh, so much. Well, for now, my website's actually going to be changing very soon. But for right now, everything is, there's like tons of free content on my blog. You can sign up for my newsletters, which I suggest that you do, for more information that's not on the website, plus tons of discounts that are available. I do strategy sessions with men. I have programs that they can purchase that are at-home kits. I have one program that I absolutely love, which is called What's Inside a Woman's Mind, which is free updates for life because I keep interviewing more women. So I have 42 women right now who I've interviewed. You know, I have them all come over for like a little slumber party and I interview them and I ask them the questions that most men have asked me over the years. Questions like, you know, why are men in the friend zone and can they get out of the friend zone? What do they want sexually? Why are women wishy-washy? What do they want on dates? Where should they go to meet women? How do you talk to women? Anyways, tons of questions that I've asked these women and I interview them and we talk about it. And then what I do for a lot of these interviews, not all of them, but a lot of these interviews is I pretend to turn off the recording device so that I can get real good information from them. If I feel that in our interview they weren't really giving me like the real stuff, I pretend to turn it off and then I get real information from them, which is amazing and very, very valuable. And I know now how to get women to go to that next level to answer questions honestly and openly. So I think my website's wonderful. So definitely
it is.
Check it out. Thank you. And like it's great advice for anybody who is dating, who's in relationships, who is not in a relationship, afraid of approaching women or has approach anxiety, not sure how to talk to women. Everything is on there. It's all about how to understand women so that you can better understand yourself and have all the tools that you need to get any woman you want.
Okay. Mari, I already told you that before, but what I like about you is that you give the real, like, no BS female perspective. Well, we said not the socially accepted female perspective. You're not like, oh, just be yourself or this kind of stuff. You really the real stuff. The
Aww,
real
thank
stuff.
You. And I you appreciate being, that.
And you're being honest with Guy and that's why you're awesome. So guys, go to wingirlmethod.com if you want to have money as your wingirl and check all the free stuff, free articles and her newsletter. That you can find on her website. Mani, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
I hope we'll have you again for another interview.
Oh, definitely. Anytime. I love talking with you. For some reason, you give me really good energy. So I feel like I give really valuable information when I talk to you. Other people that I talk to sometimes, I don't deliver the same. I have like a nice connection with you. So anytime that you have a question, ask me.
Fantastic. I will for sure. Okay. Talk to you soon. Thank you very much. And talk to you soon, guys. Bye.
Thank you.